88.6 Radiothek.
Yeah, so we just finished our big US tour with the Osprey and Sum 41 on Sunday night, so a few days ago. So it was an amazing tour, 5 weeks around the US everywhere. It was, the shows were gigantic, all outdoor, big summer shows. It was so much fun. Probably one of the best tours we ever done in our whole career. And just got back home, and it's kind of weird. It's weird not to play a show, but it's also nice to be back, you know, with family and everything. But it was an amazing summer. It was so great.
Great. That's nice to hear. So you have some shows in the US and Mexico, I guess, in the next weeks. And then
we're actually playing Denver in a few days. It's just like a one-off show. Then we're going to Mexico for 4 shows, some big festivals and 2 headliners. And then we have When We Were Young in Las Vegas, the huge festival with like every band in the world, basically, like, you know, Blink-182, Green Day, Offspring, Sum 41 again.
Wow.
I mean, it's everybody, like New Found Glory, All Time Low, like everybody's playing this festival. It's insane. It's going to be crazy. We can't wait. It's going to be a really fun weekend. And after that, we're done for the year until January, and our big European tour with state champs and Mayday Parade, and we're coming to see you guys in Austria.
Yes, you're here on January 30th, if I remember correctly, and the tour is called Hard as Rock. Let's just talk about the name. Why is that? I don't suppose you changed your your music to like hard rock or something.
Nah, we're just trying to make people laugh. You know, if you saw the poster, it's us as like Greek and Roman statues. So, you know, it just felt it was kind of funny, hard as rock. Obviously, there's a little bit of a, you know, like a juvenile sense of humor here going on, you know, for us. And we just like to make people kind of, you know, chuckle and have a good time with our tour and album titles. So it's just for fun. You know, it's just to make people laugh. Yeah, we're not like a metal band. You know, we haven't done that yet. That change. We're still, you know, Simple Plan, 100%.
Okay, cool. So, is that somehow your anniversary tour for your 25th birthday as a band?
Kind of. I mean, like the whole next year is like lots of crazy big anniversaries happening at the same time. It's the 20th. Anniversary of our second album, Still Not Getting Any. It's the 25th year as a band. I think every tour next year is going to be like a big celebration of the band and of our past, and but also our present and our future. I think it's just like it's an exciting time for the band. We're really proud of what we've accomplished. We know a lot of our fans have been fans for a long time. They followed us for many, many years. They love the, you know, our early albums, but I think we're very lucky because we were able to build the kind of fan base that, yes, loves the early stuff, of course, the old school stuff, but also is following us still today, loves the new music, loves the new album. So it's kind of like the best of both worlds in lots of ways. So that's why we don't do a lot of these album tours where we just play one record, because we really feel like our fans, they want to hear songs from the entire span of our career. They don't want to just hear old stuff or just new stuff. They want to hear everything. They want to hear the song, like the hits and the song that everybody knows, but they also want to hear the brand new stuff. So it's kind of like it's like a greatest hits, but also with an emphasis on the new album, of course. So yeah, it's exciting. It's just fun. We just try to go out there, and it's hard now that we have 6 albums to try to pick a set list. It's been like the most challenging thing. We always get criticized by the fans. Like, how come you didn't play this song? How come you didn't play that? So, I mean, to a point where we're now trying to come up with maybe a way of playing more songs, like little medleys or little snippets of each song, so we can say, yeah, we did play it. You know, maybe not the whole thing, but we played, you know, more choruses, more songs. It's just so hard to choose.
Okay, you already answered one of my questions, because I always like to ask, especially with a band that has so many albums and songs, how do you pick the perfect set list, or is there a perfect set list? But I think you already answered that question very good.
Well, I mean, you know, there's some songs that you just have to play every night, sure. Right? There's just, so that becomes like the staples, and we try to place them in a way that there's a really good rhythm to the set. Like, you know, you start with a bang, and then you go maybe into a bit of a deeper song, and obviously you end with some of the, you know, like the crowd pleasers. But what we try to do is we try to find the balance between, if you're like a casual fan coming to a show and you know the band, but maybe not like a hardcore fan, you're going to have the best time. But if you're a hardcore fan, you're going to get two or three or three, four moments where you're like, oh my God, man, I'm so happy they did that. Like, that was for us, you know, the fans that have been there since day one. So we really try to strike that balance. And we try to also, and it's not easy, because when you find the perfect set list, it's hard to, you don't want to change it anymore, right? You want to kind of stick to it, because like, you know, we work so hard to make it exactly like the best it could be. Sure. But at the same time, we know we have fans that come to multiple shows, they travel, and they, so we try to like every day have two, three songs that come in and out, maybe that change every night, so that if a fan comes to multiple shows, they still get something a bit fresh every night. They don't just get the exact same thing, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any songs that you are most excited about to play?
Yeah, I mean, like, we're bringing back some of the songs that we haven't played in a long time, like that we've used to play and we've kind of stopped playing. So I think like for this tour, like when we finally headline, because we've been doing lots of co-headliners, we've been doing some support with, you know, Offspring. So you don't get to play as long as like a full headliner show. So now we have like a good hour and a half, hour, 40 minutes. So we can add some songs that are maybe a bit more obscure, but that fans really love. So there's a song called Promise that I think we're going to bring back from the second record that has like a huge guitar solo. It's really fun. And it's super high energy, and we've always loved playing it. So I think we're going to bring that back. And we're, without giving all the surprises away, we're working on like a bit of a medley of a bunch of songs that go well together. So we're going to play songs that we haven't played in many, many years. And so that'll be really cool. I think the fans are going to love that.
Wow, very nice. So by any chance, am I going to hear Your Love Is Just a Lie?
I think we can play that one for you. Sure. Yeah, it's a good one.
Because that's actually my favorite Simple Plan song, I guess. And I'll never forget the first time I saw you. Actually, the only time I saw you live, that was one of kind of my first concerts. I was like 14 or 15. And one of your shows was my first concert. And I was so very much waiting for this song. And it's like really my favorite song. So that would be really cool. And
did we play it?
Sure. Yeah, you played it. Sure.
Okay, good. Yeah, we always try like the third album. Yeah, we usually play that one or Take My Hand or When I'm Gone. So we'll see. We're going to, you know, we're going to play. I think we're going to bring out a few more from the third album, because I know in Europe, a lot of people, it's their favorite. So, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You got it. We're going to play it for you. Deal.
Oh, cool. All right. Perfect. When I'm Gone is also very good. I listened to it in the afternoon.
Thank you.
So, okay, we talked about songs, we talked about the set list. Yeah, how is it being in a band for so long? And I don't know, I think it's so interesting. Like, it's still fun for you. You're still excited to go on tour and to be like with the same people and do music. So how is that so special for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're realizing just how rare it is for a band to last this long and how lucky we are. Like, so many bands of our era and our scene have broken up a long time ago or are on hiatus, or, you know, like just like Sum 41, they just announced that they're gonna stop playing music. And we still feel so happy to be on stage. And obviously things change. Like, it's harder now to leave. You know, we have families, we have kids, we want to be home, we don't want to be gone like the way we used to be when we were 22 years old, you know, so that we have to be smarter of how we do our touring. But the rush, the thrill of being on stage, of seeing the band in lots of ways, like, I feel like we're getting bigger than we've ever been. You know, it's kind of weird, like 25 years into our career, like, to think that we're still playing to new people, that we're still making a first impression. So many people, it's their first time seeing us, which is crazy. You would think like, there's no way, but tons of people, maybe they were too young or they didn't have the money to come to a show before. And they're all saying like, man, I've been waiting 20 years for this. So it's like, it's our chance to show them what we do And we're very proud of our live show and how we play live. So it's like we get the chance to play on bigger stages to bigger crowds. Every year it feels like it's just getting bigger. So I think that's really motivating. That's really exciting. And for me personally, I don't know about, and I think for Jeff as well and the rest of the band, there's something really special because now we have kids and we can show them what we do. And they're old enough now, like mine is 8 years old. So he understands way more than when he was a little kid. And it was important for me, for him to see like, hey, my dad, like, it's not like he used to have a band and they used to be popular. It's like, no, it's right now. We're still current. We're still happening. We're still playing these fun shows and we get to share that. Like I brought him to Germany last year for like a week and he got to see all the shows and we're, you know, he came to Japan and he's going to go to, like, we're going to go to Australia together. So I get to live all these special experiences with him and with my family. So that's, that to me has been extra motivating to keep going and to keep, you know, making good music and keep playing great shows. And so, yeah, like I'm not tired. Obviously, we're all friends. We all grew up together. And it's like sometimes, you know, you can have like little tension and all that. But I think that overall, we've realized just how special this is. And we don't want to break it. We don't want to hurt it. We want it. We want to cherish it and we want to protect it and we want to keep it going for a long time. So that's where our heads are at right now.
Cool. It sounds very nice. So the last album was 2022, Harder Than It Looks, and prior 2016. So there are 6 years between. What happened yes. in these 6 years? And was there a special point in time where you said, okay, let's go back to the studio, let's do some new music, we kind of miss it? Or how did that happen, your comeback?
Well, I mean, there was a global pandemic that lasted 2 years and a half, so that really made a difference. Our record was finished in early 2020. We were ready to release it, which would have been about 4 years, which is kind of what we usually do between every album. You know, 4 years is kind of like our average. It's a little too long. I wish we could release music faster, but we take a lot of time. We're all perfectionists. We wanted the music to be great. And we take a long time. We took a year and a half to make this album. But then as soon as we were ready to release it and we had a whole tour lineup, COVID and the pandemic happened. And then we were like, we don't want to release this in the middle of this. We want to be able to go play shows for fans. We want people to, you know, pay attention and not just this whole thing to get lost into the world events that were happening. So we pushed it back. We delayed almost a year and a half, almost 2 years, until we could tour and we could actually go out and play music for people. So that really added some time to the timeline, to the whole album release. But in the end, it was a blessing in disguise because now, you know, pop punk is on the rise. Like during the pandemic, because of TikTok and everything, we had the I'm Just a Kid challenge that blew up and had billions of views, and all these celebrities did it, and all these people around the world did the challenge. And I think they lots of people discovered us. So it feels like it was the perfect timing. We were able to go on tour. We did all these amazing tours with Sum 41, Offspring, and it just felt like things aligned. And without us having anything to do with it, complete luck, everything just worked out perfectly for this new record and the touring. And like I said, the shows have been getting bigger. There's new people that are getting into it. There's the old people are coming back because of TikTok and because of everything we do on social media. So many people are like, we appear in their timeline. They're like, oh my God, I used to love this band and maybe I forgot. Maybe I kind of went away for a bit, but now I want to come back to a show again. And I want to, you know, they start following us and everything. And it's just, it's been really great. And, you know, I think moving forward, we want to put out music more often. That's important for us. But it kind of worked out perfectly with this one and we couldn't be happier. And, you know, it was a blessing in disguise.
All right. So there is the intention to do more new music and it's not at all like a pause or something or a tour, and we're happy we have this 25 years and now we can all live our lives or something, but you are really looking into the future, like with doing new music and going on.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we're proud of our legacy. We're proud of the fact that, you know, we have all this history, and that's amazing, and we embrace it. And we're never going to be the kind of band that doesn't want to play their biggest songs and, you know, gets tired of playing I'm Just a Kid or playing Welcome to My Life. Like, that's really not who we are. We embrace it. We love it. But at the same time, we're super excited about what's next. And we want to keep looking to the future, and we want to keep doing cool things. Obviously, because of the pandemic and everything, we couldn't tour as much as we want to. So there's lots of places that we still have to go. So I think 2024 is going to be mainly touring. Like, we're doing Europe. Maybe we'll be back even in the summer for some festivals. You know, we want to go to Australia. We want to go to South America. We want to do Canada as well. There's lots of tours left to be done. But the focus is also on creating new music. I don't know if it's going to be a new album or just new songs. We haven't decided that yet. But to be creative, I think it keeps the band alive. It keeps the fans engaged. And it's important for us just to have that outlet to be creative, you know?
That's so cool. And you would say that all of the band members agree on that.
Yeah, I think we're all on the same page. I mean, we love playing shows. We love touring. We love traveling. But we also love to be in the studio and to make new music. It's obviously, it is difficult for us. It is like, it takes time. It requires a lot of efforts. And we have to sort of stop all the shows and really come home and like focus on that. So at some point, probably next year, we'll start to focus on that and kind of like really get that going. But for now, we're really happy to finally be able to be back on the road and play these shows. So it's just the balance, you know. It's like we go on tour and then you come back, you're like, okay, all right, it's time to make new music. And then when you've been doing new music for a year or whatever, you're like, okay, it's time to go back on tour. So it's like always that balance, which is nice.
Do you have a favorite country or city where you say the fans there are so like crazy for the band, or I don't know, like where's just the atmosphere or the emotions are so special?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's a tough one to answer because like it's not like we have one place in the world where we're way bigger than the other. Like, we've been very lucky that it's luck, but it's also hard work. We've toured all over the world. We've came, like, the key is you gotta keep going back and you gotta keep playing shows. And so we've done that all over the world. So we've really cultivated a fan base everywhere that's really intense and devoted. I would say there's something special maybe in South America, like Brazil, and like there's just something really wild there. They're just so exuberant and so passionate and so fun. The shows are pretty crazy there. In Europe, it's interesting because we've never had, like, I think Europe is the one place where we've maybe never had as big of a hit as like different places, like on the radio or MTV or whatever.
Yeah, but
we kept coming back, we kept touring, and we really built like a solid fan base. And the shows, like I said, are just getting bigger. This tour is one of the biggest headlining tour we have ever done, and it's selling amazingly well. So I love Paris because I think maybe the French connection is something. It feels like we're like the little cousins. Like there's something like it almost feels like we're playing a hometown show sometimes, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Germany, Austria, like we've done some of the biggest festivals of our career there. Like, and the reaction is always great. What I love about the people there is how open-minded they are. Like they just, like you can have Slipknot and then you can have Simple Plan on the same stage. And in most places in the world, that would not work. But in Austria, Germany, like in like Eastern Europe, it works and people embrace it and love it. And I find that that's very unique in the world that you can have that. And it's really amazing. We get to play these incredible festivals and it's like, it's always a highlight of every tour is being able to do that. So yeah, I think we're very lucky. We got amazing fans everywhere.
That's so cool. Yeah, so I can just speak for myself, like for Austria or Germany as well, we just like good music, so it really doesn't matter how big of a fan base the band has, just we just love the music.
That's how it should be. And I agree. Like, you know, like if it's a good show, it doesn't matter if it's a little different, as long as, and that's what I really, like, I'm really, like, admire, or I always find it to be so special that it's like that. And it's, that's why we love doing these shows there and doing the festivals, because it's just like, it's kind of mind blowing that you can have such a diverse lineup and everybody's just enthusiastic and into it, which
exactly.
is nice.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I've never seen you on Nova Rock, but it would be so cool if you would, if you could.
Oh, we were
come
there
back.
Last year. I think we just did it this June. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really, really great. Hopefully they'll invite us again, and you can come out.
Yeah, it would be cool. So one last thing, really, because it's just a personal thing for me. I have no idea if you even remember it, but the first time I saw you guys and also heard you was a movie. You know, the Olsen Twins movie.
Yeah,
New York Minute,
of course.
Yeah, that's it. So 2004, yeah. I have no idea when I saw it. I guess I was like, I don't know, 12 or something. But so not in 2004, but 2008 or something like that. And that's where I first saw you. And like, I just really fell in love with you guys. And do you remember anything of that? Because I think it's like 20 years ago, and not anything that you forgot about.
Yeah,
it,
of course
I don't
I
know.
Remember.
How
I mean,
was that, being part of a movie?
It was unbelievable. It was so special. I mean, we were playing a show in Orlando the night before at Hard Rock Live. We were filming. It ended up being like a DVD and a live record that we've made. So we did that. And the next morning, we had to be in Toronto, because it wasn't filmed in New York. Sorry to ruin the, but it was filmed in Toronto. I remember they sent a private jet for us to fly. At like midnight, we got on and we landed like at 5 a.m. in Toronto or 4 a.m. in Toronto. And we went straight from the plane to the movie set. And we were there all day, and then we waited like hours and hours to film our scene. And then we got to do it. It was like we had done music videos, and it's always impressive to see all the cameras and the movie sets, but to go on an actual like Hollywood movie set was like times 10. It was so much bigger, in the middle of the city, Toronto. It was just a huge, it just felt like a huge budget. Everything was awesome. And we couldn't believe that an entire Hollywood movie would revolve around, you know, like the lead actress going to a Simple Plan show, which was kind of crazy and wild. And, you know, we were a little bit hesitant because we're like, oh, it's the Olsen Twins. Maybe like, that's not the most punk rock thing to do, you know, but at the same time, they gave us so much input into the storyline and into the way we filmed the scene. Like, because what was important for us, like, hey, we want to look, and we want to play the way we play for real. Like, we want to do a real rock show, and you guys film it. We don't want to have to, you know, change who we are and how we do things. And they were like, of course, that's what we want. That we want the energy. We want you guys to do your show. So it was, we got to do that. And so many people like you said, that's how I discovered you guys. And it's kind of amazing. I've never thought we would make fans, you know, because of that movie. I thought it would be like, okay, maybe some people will see it. They might maybe like it. But so many people come out of the show and they ask us to play Vacation, which is the song in the movie. And it's kind of surreal that 20 years later, people still remember it. And, you know, and that's how they got into the band. So in a way, it was a great decision, and I'm happy we did it. It was a great experience. We got to meet them. They were very nice. They were very like sheltered, like, you know, they had people around them all the time and everything.
Sure.
So we didn't really hang out that much, but super friendly and super nice. And it was cool.
Die 88.6 Radiothek. Jederzeit abrufbar auf Radio 88.6.at. 88.6.